We have the original abstracts, which date it back to that land being purchased by William Thrailkill, who was a brother of a son-in-law of Levi Moore, the original founder of Moore Settlement. So we do have those abstracts, which is, we're getting more historical research done on that as well. But also, when we actually were able to expose the entire cabin inside and outside, we were able to see that there were floor joists in place. There were in both the ceiling and the roof, actually, and in very good condition. Unfortunately, the floor joists had been on the ground itself, and so there was a little bit more deterioration there. But as we exposed the ceiling joists, we saw that there was some writing on two different joists, one on the east side of the cabin and one on the west side of the cabin. So the one on the east side had a date on it, and we're certainly going to get help from the Preservation Society to be able to determine exactly what it is. But it says either 1836 or 1856. My opinion is that it says 1836, the best that we could tell. Either one of those dates would verify that that was certainly an early structure in the town of Trenton and in the county of Grundy.